WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. On this Memorial Day, President Biden laid a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. He said every year it never gets easier.
Today, we once again gather in this sacred place at this solemn hour to honor fallen heroes.
WCBS-TV's Elijah Westbrook reports on a ceremony in New York City.
It means a whole lot.
Hundreds of veterans like Vinny Bocchicchio flocked to the USS Intrepid to honor those who lost their lives to protect our nation.
I lost a lot of friends of mine in Vietnam. You got to remember them.
The ceremony began with current service members and veterans speaking about the significance of Memorial Day, followed by the laying of four ceremonial wreaths.
We must think of patriotism, not something that is reflected on Memorial Day, but it must be built in the fiber of our country.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky posted a Memorial Day message.
On behalf of all Ukrainians, I would like to honor the courage and self-sacrifice of all Americans who stood in defense and keep defending the freedom.
The House is set to vote on a bill Wednesday that will raise the nation's debt ceiling, avoiding a first-ever government default. CBS's Natalie Brand.
With a debt ceiling deal in place, the next hurdle for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy remains shoring up support.
It's not 100% what everybody wants, but when you look, the country is going to be stronger.
President Biden expressed confidence it will reach his desk.
I feel very good about it.
The bill would lift the debt ceiling for the next 2 years. It would keep non-defense spending at roughly the same levels through 2024, but would prevent cuts to Social Security and Medicare, as well as the military and veterans programs.
Firefighters risk their own safety to rescue those trapped in a partially collapsed building in Davenport, Iowa. Mayor Mike Mattson.
Because of the response and because of the concern for life by our first responders to get in the building knowing that that building was unsafe to help folks, I can't stress how, because of that, they saved lives.
25 NATO-led peacekeeping troops were injured in clashes with ethnic Serbs in northern Kosovo. The peacekeeping force says the Serbs were trying to take over offices where ethnic Albanian mayors started serving last week. The Coast Guard searching for four missing people after a charter vessel with five aboard was found partially submerged underwater near Sitka, Alaska. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides, but still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
AAA expected this weekend to be the third busiest Memorial Day since 2000. That's when they started tracking holiday travel. They projected 42.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home. 37.1 million will travel by car. Gas prices are lower this year than last, with the average around $3.57 per gallon. That's up 12 cents from a week ago, but almost 80 cents cheaper than this time last year. When you're traveling this Memorial Day, the Wisconsin DOT is reminding drivers to slow down on Wisconsin roads and check 511 for roadway updates. Most road construction is on pause for the weekend to open up as many lanes as possible, and all Wisconsin rest areas are open. WISDOT Secretary Craig Thompson urges drivers to slow down and stay focused on the road ahead. He said that together, careful driving behaviors can help everyone reach their destination safely. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI. From the staff at your locally grown radio station, happy Memorial Day.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hitting the cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley and Nancy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, I had to turn off the fan. You know, I got fans everywhere, and I heard a big hiss, and it was my fan blowing into the microphone. Hey, we have Nancy Bolio, Bemidji 350, MN 350, and just all-around great activists, and we love catching up with Nancy. Nancy, welcome to Native Roots Radio. Ho!
Bonjour. For our listeners out there, I am Nancy Bolio here in northern Minnesota. I am on the 1855 treaty land here on Leech Lake. And I just want to say, Robert, you know, every day is a good day to be Indigenous, too. So we got to get that out there because, you know, just knowing the struggles that some of us deal with, you know, from day to day, I think it's really important. We got to remind ourselves who we are. And, you know, this is more than just going to a powwow or, you know, and celebrating and reminding the world that we're still here in those small ways. We need to show up and remind the rest of the world that we're still here, and we have to take our power back, Robert. And I think that's, you know, a lot of the work that we do here in Minnesota is taking our power back and reminding our relatives that it's not a crime to assert treaty. It's a crime to deny them. And how do we get this message out, and how do we get people to come and, you know, support what we do, and not just here, but even in their own home territory, their own homelands, that they, well, you know, assert their treaty rights, Robert.
Exactly. And, you know, we have a lot of people jumping in, listening in. Let's talk a little bit about what treaties are and how they affect everybody, not just us Native Americans, but both sides of the table sign the treaties. Just do maybe a quick 101 on what treaties are. And I know I always like to say that the supreme law of the land as what the, you know, what the founders of this country have put it.
Right. And, you know, I think what's most important is that most people think treaties are artifacts of the past. That's a huge misconception that we have. And, you know, in all reality, these Americans are still benefiting from those treaties. And those treaties were about friendship and peace and to leave the earth in a better way than we found it. And so, you know, all these treaties have been ignored. And, you know, we're at a point in history and in time where we have to say enough is enough. And what do those treaties, you know, protect for us? Well, as Native people, those treaties, our ancestors stood for who we were, and they signed those treaties to protect our way of life. So when they introduced the boarding schools and took our language and, you know, all those things that define who we are, they failed those treaties by taking that away from us. And we're now reclaiming who we are. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And that's what treaties do for us as Native people. And as non-Native people, they signed those treaties with us saying, you can protect who you are. We're going to sign these treaties and allow you to be who you are. And so some of those things that the treaties protect is the right to hunt, fish, gather, and travel / occupy. So, you know, those colonizers didn't give us those rights. We were born with those rights. And so when people tell me, oh, stand and pledge allegiance to the flag because the soldiers fought for your freedom. Well, Robert, we were born liberated. We were born free until the Europeans showed up and stole our freedom for theirs. And so, you know, I get soldiers are brave, but they're fighting the wrong fight, and they should come to our side and say, hey, you know what? Let's defend who we are, because that's what treaties do. They protect who we are. And so in reality, Robert, we gave them rights to hunt, fish, gather, and be here under those treaties, those colonizers. So, you know, there's a lot to know about treaties. There's many of them, and a lot of them are about a mile long. And what we really do need to know is that treaties intended for us to be good to each other. And I think that's the basis of starting, you know, what to know about treaties.
Well, and what you've done up there, and we've talked about in past shows, when I say up there, you're in northern Minnesota right now, and you're the organizer for MN350 up there. What you do is you educate, like, you know, you have the DNR and you have sheriffs coming in. And when you talk about treaties in a calm, good way, it's more receptive, and people probably didn't learn that in school or cop school or sheriff school.
Right. And, you know, I know the Minnesota Indians Affairs Council was having, you know, discussion on treaty education in schools, because, again, you know, that's where a lot of misconceptions come from, because, you know, history, the colonizers wrote history to favor them and kind of left us out of the history books. But, you know, that treaty education component is not available in our school systems on or off the reservation. And what we need to do is build that awareness. So, you know, tell that education piece comes into play into the school systems. I think as Anishinaabe, as, you know, Native peoples, we start having those conversations with our friends, our family, and our local elected officials to say treaties do matter. And so, you know, building those relationships, if, you know, they're not always easy. They're kind of challenging at times. And what you need to do is, you know, instead of getting being aggressive and being loud about all that, Robert, we need to remind them that treaties do matter. And we're going to spoon feed you on how to be a better treaty person.
Yeah, you get more sugar or you get more honey with sugar. Isn't that how it goes?
Well, you know, Robert, you know what my motto is? You kill them with kindness and you beat them down with the truth. And so you got to show up in a good way, you know, and speak your truth and don't back down from it. And, you know, like, you know, moving into the sugar bush when DNR came and said, you can't be here. I had to remind them in a good way that I have every right to be here. And I'm going to stand here and defend that. And we need to see more people doing that, because they can't run us out anymore, Robert. We have to learn to be strong and stand up for who we are and not be afraid. We have to be fearless. We have to be resilient. But then again, I understand, you know, a lot of our people are going through daily struggles, and it's hard to be resilient. But we hope that someday we find healing within ourselves, reclaim who we are, be resilient again, and defend like no other, and remind them in a loud and proud kind of way that we're still here.
Absolutely. You know, and it's interesting, too. I think when we, and maybe we can talk a little bit about this in the next segment, but I think when we come in a good way, we also have people joining us in not a good way. And what I mean by that is we have a whole epidemic of scholarly people that are pretendians that aren't Native American, that claim to be Native American, and or don't answer the straight way. Like, you know, you don't have to be enrolled to be Native American. You know your our way, who your family is, and things like that. And there's questions out there that a lot of people that jump on these things. I was just talking to a guy today that we were talking about Standing Rock, and he was at Standing Rock, and he's from Standing Rock and been out there the whole time. And we had a long discussion about people not coming in a good way. And I said there was a lot of good things. We started this radio show with this. I know a lot of your activism started with Standing Rock. There was a lot of good things, but there was also some stuff that really stuck in the craw of the great nation of Standing Rock. And so we can talk a little bit about that, too, maybe in the next segment.
Yeah, I think that's important. We talk about even not the so good things, Robert, because it helps us be better people when we do.
Right on. Hey, we're here with Nancy Bolio, MN350 activist, just all-around groovy person. And Haley and I will be back with Nancy after this short break. Please stay with us. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
I'm Mary T. of the Mary T. Family of Companies. Our new Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care is a bold reimagining of what assisted living can be. Our emphasis is on creative meals, outdoor walking paths, and a spectrum of restorative therapies and activities. We are founded on a history of care. We are dedicated to enriching lives. Learn more about Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care by visiting MaryTInc.com.
Hey, Twin Cities, Latunji with Latunji's Palette Bakery and Cafe, located at 1400 Park Avenue South in the Elliott Park community. We invite you to discover the best peach cobbler, coffee, soups, salads, and sandwiches in the Twin Cities. And also, you can find my delectable treats at North Market Grocery Store, Annex Farmers Market, Plant-Based Pop-Up, Bobby and Steve's, Handsome Hog, and our website, latunjispalette.com. That's latunjispalette.com.
Hey, Ogama.
This is Leonard Peltz here. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, thanks, Haley. We're here with Nancy Bolio, and we're talking treaties, but also it's been the season, it seems like, that there's a lot of pretendians running around acting all sacred, and we'd like to maybe give our listeners a template of how do you find out a real Indian from a fake Indian. So welcome back, Nancy.
Well, Robert, you first kind of figure that out by, like, you know, even before we start this conversation, we sage. And we do that in a good way, because I'm doing that for all of us right now.
Right on.
And it's my baby show. And it comes with me wherever. You just never know when you're going to have to sage, Robert. When, you know, right. Negative things pop up and you need to sage. And Yeah, so, you know, many of y'all know that we were in a sugar bush camp just 2 miles from my home up the road here on 1855 ceded territory. And unfortunately, the 1855 treaty people, most of us had to walk out of that camp, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before. And, you know,
The 2023 Northwoods League season has arrived, and it starts here in Wisconsin Rapids as it is opening day for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters as they look to make a push for the Northwoods League title, something they haven't been able to do since 2016. It is a new season and a new opportunity for the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters as they open up a two-game series versus the Lakeshore Chinooks here on this cloudy evening at Witter Field. And hello, everybody. Joey Fear with you on WFHR. Excited to be your voice for the 14th installment of Rafters Baseball. The Rafters open up, as I said, the 14th season as a franchise and won Northwoods League title in 2016. They went 57-15 last year, had a record-breaking year, and they look to make amends as they were unsuccessful against the game in the championship game against Kalamazoo. The Rafters really are excited for this season on a beautiful opening day. So they play the Lakeshore Chinooks, and remind you, they batted as a team of 274 with 510 runs scored last year. They led the league in hits last year with 667 and home runs with 71. So they had a gauntlet of hitters last season. This season, they have 31 Division I players, 4 Division II, 6 Division III, 1 NAIA, and 4 JUCO players across 31 different schools from teams in California all the way to South Carolina. The Rafters have some home players as well. They have 4 Wisconsin natives, Balsam Lake, Iola, Luck, and Plover, so around the Wisconsin area. And they look to bring these natives in.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual, and she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you, and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Rafters, sorry about that commercial, but the Rafters back here at Witter Field, 14th season, as I said, and with Kirk Schreider back at the helm, they went 57-15, which was a Northwoods League record for most wins in a single season. So an exciting crowd here, and the sun has come out. And a Lakeshore team that really has not made the playoffs since 2017, they are looking to have a better year as they went 500, just weren't able to get into the Northwoods League playoffs. And as for the Rafters, just a plethora of Division I guys, like I said. And they only have around 20 guys in the rotation today due to guys being in the College World Series and guys being with their own collegiate teams. And the Rafters in their all white uniforms with the white pants, the white tops, the maroon back and front. As for Lakeshore, the Chinooks, they're in their gray pants with the blue tops, the white logos on the front and the back. As manager Trevor Cho for the Rafters is the one to take over as the head coach. It's his first season, and he's a guy that's been around the collegiate baseball world. He hasn't, he's brought in a new coach. They currently serves as a grad assistant for the Missouri State Pairs. So he grew up in Macon, which is in where Lakeshore is, and was very familiar with the Chinooks before coming on as a coach. As I said, a Macon, Wisconsin native. Prior to his time at Missouri State, Cho served as an assistant coach at Madison College for the 2021 season. So the Rafters and Chinooks just about 10 minutes away. And as for the Rafters, they, as I said, a record-breaking year just a year ago. And fans have trickled in and have slowly made their way, packed lines at the concession stands. And boy, they have excited for Rafters baseball to be back in Wisconsin Rapids. And it's been a little over 5 months, 6 months since then. And, excuse me, around 8, 9 months since then. So it has been a highly anticipated time for Witherfield to be back and home of the Cranberry Crazies. So the Rafters, once again, will be back here shortly on WFHR.
Now it's time for your Wisconsin.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Number 17, Logan Hugo, right field. Number 20, Brant Voss.
Back here.
Brant Voss in left field.
In Wisconsin Rapids. Back here in Wisconsin Rapids. Sorry about that. As head umpires for today, Matt Beaver at the home plate. Matthew Metcalf and Alan Bryan are the umpire crew today. And it's opening day here for the Northwoods League. So excited fans, an excited group here today. Lakeshore traveling from Macon, Wisconsin, and they made the bus ride over, and now just waiting here about 5-6 minutes away as the Rafters kid zone looks alive and well on the right side of the stadium. Bouncy houses are up and about. Fans have made their way in, and a decent crowd here on hand at Witherfield. Excited for this one, nonetheless. Rafters, big season last year, and they are just hoping to have one of their best. They lost in the championship game last year to the Kalamazoo Growlers, so it was a heartbreaking game where they were unable to take down the Northwoods and win the Northwoods League title. Haven't been able to do that since 2016, and last year they went 29-6 in their first half of the season. They were remarkable and exceptional, to say the least. But the grass is freshly cut. The dirt is freshly mowed as well, as is lined perfectly. And the white lines are full of color here. Cloudy day here in Wisconsin Rapids, but the sun has made an appearance just in the half hour or so, as the Rafters look to have an exciting year. We're just about 7 minutes away. The Rafters batting order today. So they are going with Ty Johnson, the McLennan Community College product, who has transferring to Baylor for the next season. They're going with Jack Basir at the two hole, who's a Pepperdine guy out from California. Shane Taylor, Las Vegas, Nevada, hometown. And he is from Utah Tech, so their Utah Tech season ended early. Had a rough season, so he's excited to be here. And Kyle Carlson, coming in from Piedmont College all the way in Georgia. He's playing at first base. Logan Hugo as well, the Eastern Michigan product, with Brant Voth, who's coming all the way from New Mexico State. He's been around the country. We'll get into him more as Levi Jensen to round it out with Sam Schmidt and Brandon Rogers. We'll be back here from Wisconsin Rapids after the short break. Back here on a beautiful opening national anthem for great people as we're back here in Wisconsin Rapids. Levi Jensen, the North Alabama product, he was a returning player last year, so he's batting at the seven hole. Sam Schmidt will get the start on the mound today with Brandon Rogers batting in the nine hole. The Iowa Western Community College transfer. The Rafters take the field against the Lakeshore Chinook. Schmidt right at the mound, and the left-handed pitcher. We are excited to have him here in Wisconsin Rapids. Rising junior out of Salem University. He's a Traverse City, Michigan hometown product. Went to Central High School in the local area. Previously attended Grand Rapids Community College. And he has had a heck of a year for Salem University. 81 in the third innings pitched with a 6-2 record and a 3.43 ERA. He's acquired 101 strikeouts, which is unbelievable. Triple digits for strikeouts. 13 of those strikeouts with zero walks and seven innings pitched versus Manfield back on 4-7. And we're excited for Sam to be here. And he gets the opening day start, the left-handed pitcher. So he's also been in the field as well. 64 catches with 45 putouts. He's at 5 versus West Virginia State on 4-4. The Chinooks as well, they have A.J. Taylor, Nate Miskowski, Josh Overbeek, Daniel Bakella, Adam Kootway, Logan Gargano, Ben Heffel, Q Phillips, the fifth, and Cody Ball will be getting start on the mound. He'll also be batting in the nine hole. And just getting set here. Opening day is upon us. And the first pitch of the 2023 Northwood League season is just moments away. And stepping in to the right-handed batter's box is A.J. Taylor. He's a College of DuPage product out of Downers Grove, Illinois. Carlson at first base, Johnson at second, Basir at third, Taylor at short, Voth in left field, Rogers in center, and Hugo on the right field. As the first pitch of the 2023 season is just a bit outside for the first ball, 1-0 count. Jensen, remind you, the North Alabama product, he is at center as a line drive into left field. Starts it off for A.J. Taylor, rounding first, heading for second. Voth the throw at second. Does he get him? And does not, and that starts the things off for the Chinooks as they get their first batter, A.J. Taylor, a double. What a start there for A.J. Taylor. He's going to get to second. And now entering the right-handed batter's box is Nate Miskowski, Missouri Southern State product out of Grays Lake, Illinois. Not the start the Rafters wanted, already putting a man in scoring position in A.J. Taylor. Schmidt looks back, a set, The pitch and another high line drive into the left center gap. Rounding is Taylor, and he's heading for home. And just like that, the Chinooks up 1-0 here at Witter Field. Wow, Schmidt did not anticipate two back-to-back hits. And the Chinooks start things off 1-0 just on three pitches. Mizkowski does exactly what's called upon. He gets his first RBI of the season as Josh Overbeek will step in the batter's box, the right-handed batter's box. Schmidt, the lefty, on Overbeek, and there's the first strike of the season for Sam Schmidt. Overbeek, a Cisco Junior College product out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He's at 56 games played with a .415 average, 11 home runs, and 55 RBIs. Schmidt, the 1-0. And evens his count up at one apiece. So, wow, that has been quite the start for the Chinooks. Exactly what they drew up. Taylor gets a double. Mizkowski sends him home on an RBI. So he's at first. The 1-1. Schmidt checks over. Back over to first. Throws it into Carlson, but Mizkowski gets back in time. Sun has made an appearance and is fully lighting up the field. Schmidt, the 1-1. Bit high for the second ball. And Josh Overbeek, an exceptional season for Cisco Junior College. 64 runs and also 16 stolen bases. At an average of .415, which is absolutely remarkable. The 2-1 count, way outside. To make this 3-1. Taylor, the first Chinook to hit home plate for Lakeshore. Mizkowski on first, the 3-1. Hit high and drove out to right field. Reaching out and making the grab is Logan Hugo, the Eastern Michigan product, for the first out of the Rafters season. Great contact there from Overbeek. High fly ball right into the glove of Hugo. So now Daniel Pakela, who's the left fielder, Illinois State product out of Mundelein, Illinois, is one of three Redbirds to play in all 50 games, and the left-hander. And a wild pitch from Schmidt. He checked over to Carlson. Mizkowski takes second. And an error there from Sam Schmidt. A check over to Kyle Carlson, threw it to the right of him, and it was an easy run over from Mizkowski, who's now in scoring position. Not what the Rafters need. Already gave it up a run, and now here is Pakela. So he's the left-hander in left field today. And a strike right down the plate, and a fastball, the 0-1 count. So as I said, Pakela, one of three Redbirds to play in all 50 games, making 49 starts, tied all Illinois State freshman record with home runs for the Redbirds with 16. This is a guy who had a remarkable year and is certainly a big hitter. Mizkowski at second. Here's the 1-1. Check over to second is from Schmidt. Goes back, the 1-1. Ball hit high to deep center field, and running under it is Brandon Rogers, the Iowa Community College product out of Mount Carmel, Illinois. We'll get to him later in the broadcast, but he is a product for this Rafters side. After Schmidt gave up that first run, the outfield has done an exceptional job and making those plays. So Rogers gets the second out. And now up to bat is Adam Cootway, the Wisconsin Whitewater player. And he is out of DeHere, Wisconsin. Batted a .477. And then the first strike from Sam Schmidt, a swing and a miss. The 0-1. So he batted a .477 with 40 games started and 59 runs. 71 hits as well. So he's a guy that is also a big hitter for this Lakeshore team. The 0-1 inside for Schmidt. So Mikowski still at second, and two outs, one away for the Rafters to get out of this inning. Great crowd on hand. Concessions are still lined up as Schmidt, the 1-1, and there is the second strike, a swung on and missed. Kootway also had 64 runs and 16 stolen bases as well. 15 home runs and 67 RBIs. The 1-2. Ball driven out and into center field. Reaching out and grabbing it is Brandon Rogers for the third out. So the Rafters give up a run, but since then they go 1-2-3. We'll be back here. Rafters up to bat here on WFHR.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We return from Witter Field as the Rafters gave up one run in the first inning, but bottom of the first here. And excited to see this Rafters team who is getting in guys left and right. And that's the problem with the Northwoods League. They start so early. They just have guys coming in and out. So you have to really be, as a manager, you really have to, you know, edit your lineup and make changes as they go. So Cody Ball will get the start on the mound for the Lakeshore Chinooks. And one of those guys for them who's really a great piece. He is out of Drury University in Lee Summit, Missouri. So up to bat first is Ty Johnson, the rising sophomore out of McLennan Community College. Hometown, Flower Mound, Texas, and went to Edward S. Marcus High School. He batted a 364 this season, the left-handed pitcher ball on the lefty of Ty Johnson, and there's the first strike. So Johnson was the member of the McLennan squad that claimed the North Texas Junior College Athletic Conference Championship. So had a heck of a year as Johnson fouls one deep to left field, but that will be out and make this an 0-2 count. So the left-hander on left-handed pitcher. Here is Ty Johnson, the 0-2. Johnson, a hard hit bouncer, and Cody Ball cannot get there. An error from Ball, so Johnson will take first. That went right to Ball, but wasn't able to corral the ball in. So Johnson will take first, and an error from Cody. That puts Johnson on first, and a great start here for the Rafters. Now batting Jack Basir, the rising sophomore out of Pepperdine University, went to Pleasanton from Pleasanton, California, and went to Foothill High School. Batted a 345 for them with 168 at-bats. So the lefty on the right-handed batter of Jack Basir, and a hard hit ground ball fouled left side. What's crazy is Jack Basir, out of 168 at-bats, he's only been struck out 36 times. Had 24 runs and 58 hits, where he had four versus Gonzaga back on March the 26th. Basir had to regather himself. Mind you, Ty Johnson hit a shallow ground ball. That went right to Cody Ball, but just wasn't able to pick that up. Just couldn't get a hold of it. Possibly those opening day jitters. The 0-1. And driven out. High fly ball to foul side. That will be a foul ball, the 0-2. That looked like that one just above the kid zone, which is looking lively here on opening day. The 0-2, the check over to first, and Johnson is there in time. Ball regathers. The 0-2 serve. Popped up foul side. And once again, near the kid zone, Basir has gone there the past two at-bats. Past two pitches, excuse me. He graduated from Foothill High School, which was in Pleasanton, California. Played 2 years of varsity baseball. Had a career batting average of .336 and a .409 on-base percentage. And so he lashes one out into the gap into right field. Making out is the catch. Is Q Phillips the fifth. One down for the Chinooks. Good contact from Jack. Just wasn't able to see that ball drop. Now batting number 5, Shane Taylor, a rising senior out of Utah Tech University, Las Vegas, Nevada product, went to Faith Lutheran High School, where he was a 4-year varsity winner in baseball and a second-team all-region pick for the Crusaders. So Taylor excited to be here in Wisconsin, playing majority of his ball on the West Coast as he hits a shallow ground ball into Mizkowski. The throw at second is there in time for Ty Johnson. But Taylor's going to take first. Johnson is going to get out at second. So Mizkowski makes a good play, a heads-up play. So Kyle Carlson, the Piedmont College product, where he is a rising junior out of Marietta, Georgia, and went to Lassiter High School, is a career .302 batter. So Taylor is at first. And a line drive into the gap in the shallow left center. Rounding second, heading for third is Taylor. Does he get there? He's out. What a play from Phillips over to Cootway. Taylor went three and did not become successful. He paid the price, so the Chinooks get a remarkable out thrown from Phillips over to Cootway. Taylor made the effort, just wasn't able to be successful. So after the first inning, Chinooks 1, Rafters 0. You're listening to WFHR. We'll be back here in a moment.
Our on-field officer, Jackie. Where are you at, Jackie?
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veterans guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Today, we're back here at Witterfield as Schmidt taking the first pitch. on Logan Gregorio. And the 1-0. Just a bit outside, but that will do for a strike. Logan Gregorio, Benedictine University is his college out of Yorkville, Illinois. And a bit high to make this 2-1. Raptors had some decent hitting in the bottom of the first, just some unfortunate base running. Shane Taylor decided to go third, but just paid the price for it. A swung and a miss there, tying this up at 2-2. A lot of Sam Schmidt's pitches have been sitting around 85, 86 miles per hour, thanks to our fellows at TrackMan. And then a swing and a miss. Strike three for Gregorio. He sits down. That's the first strikeout for Sam Schmidt.
That brings up Sean Tillman, the right fielder.
And now batting Sean Tillman. And a bit outside for the first pitch for Sam Schmidt. Sean Tillman out of Concordia University here in Wisconsin. Plainfield, Illinois is his hometown as he fouls one right side. The 1-1. Schmidt serves it and just behind. Foul tipped at the back track. Make this a 1-2 count. Here's the 1-2 serve. And once again, Tillman working that count, staying alive as he fouls one again on the right side. The knee-high kick. A 1-2, a hard ground ball right into the glove of Sam Schmidt. The scoop, the throw over to Kyle Carlson is right in time for the first out. So a heads-up play there from Sam for the first out here at the top of the second. Ben Heffel will be the one to step in, the right-handed batter out of Winona State in DeBow, Iowa. He batted at 200 with 16 games played. Nine of those he started, 40 at-bats. And the first pitch from Sam Schmidt is just down low and away for the first ball. The 1-0 from Schmidt fouled back here towards the netting near the press box area. There's a great crowd here at Witter Field. Raptor fans have just been eager for some Raptor baseball. And boy, have they shown out. Schmidt. Having some communication with Jensen as he now throws 0-2 and just a bit downstairs for the first ball. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2 from Schmidt. Swung and a miss. Strike three. Schmidt sends him down swinging. That will take the rafters out of the second inning, not giving up any runs. And we'll shortly be back here on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
Now what's going on down there?
Our rafters here are looking forward to having a better time than they did on the first at-bat. As they just had two hits. Shane Taylor went third, just paid the price. It was a great throw from Q Phillips over to Cootway, but Taylor paid the price at third. And now Rafters have a chance to redeem themselves, as Logan Hugo will be the one to step on the mound shortly. Cody Ball allowed two hits. It was one error from him as well as when Ty Johnson took first. But other than that, Chinooks did their job. So stepping into the batter's box is Logan Hugo. Logan Hugo, a rising junior out of Eastern Michigan University from Essexville, Michigan. Went to Essexville Garber High School. He had 39 games started this year with 139 at-bats, 34 hits as well, where he acquired three of those versus Central Michigan as he pops one up into the shortstop in Josh Overbeek, but Adam Cootway decided to take that one out, and that's the first out. As from Hugo.
Logan Hugo pops out, brings up Brent Voth, your left fielder.
So Brent Voth will be the one. This guy can bat right-handed and left-handed, so he's stepping in the right-handed batter's box, the left fielder, rising senior out of New Mexico State University, as the first pitch on the way downstairs for a ball. He's from Simi Valley, California, went to Simi Valley High, but this is a guy who's been around the country, surely, for baseball. Went to Indiana in 2020, went to John A. Logan College for a short stint at JUCO ball, and then went to Creighton University, and now is at New Mexico State. In 2022, for Creighton, he had 21 of 25 games started. He pops one into left field. And a 2-1 count here for foul. 21 of 25 of those games started with 13 hits and 14 runs, 17 RBIs as well. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1, here comes the pitch. And swing and a miss. Strike two. As Voth went reaching for that one, that caught him out on the outside edge. The 2-2 serve outside, which got Voth swinging on that last pitch. Same pitch and just a bit away. A lot of these Lakeshore pitchers, and certainly Cody Ball, been pitching around 87, 88 miles per hour. Here is the full count delivery, the one out. And Voth, great plate discipline as he will take first. That ball upstairs, so